שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים אלינו.
Hello and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello Dr. Lightman. Hello everyone. And today we would like to talk about changing our habits. Dr. Lightman, lately, when we were in quarantine, we've acquired a few new habits that some people feel that these habits should stay around. First of all, we worked less. We were a bit slower, less running around. We spent less money. I think that we spent much less money on things that we don't really need. We've learned how to cook. We've learned how to eat good food, to be with the family, many good things. Many good things that before that, in the rat race, we didn't have in life. And the quarantine's coming to an end. We're going back to routine. And it seems that all the new habits that we have acquired are dissipating. As a Kabbalist, how do you see us in terms of habits? What new habits have we acquired during the quarantine, in your opinion? I don't think that you have acquired any new habits. I think that you were simply under pressure, and because you had no choice, this is how you were, under threat, under pressure. You also looked at each other in terms of a sorrow half, a shared as a sorrow half. Everyone's at home, and I can, you know, do things that I couldn't do before, and therefore, no big essential change in our behavior and in our human perception actually happened. None of our habits, our social habits, changed. Would you expect for an essential change to happen, and which exactly? No. In this first time, I did not think that it could happen because people had to grasp the matter that they could sit at home without working, without going out, without this, without that, and that's how it is. Meaning nature forces you to, and since nature forces you to, then this is already a teaching in and of itself, and that's already good. But we are a stubborn people, and after some time that we saw some success, then we started breaking all the rules. And this is a problem of the Ministry of Education and Health Ministry and so on and so forth, that this is how the government eased things up for us. Why? What for? The numbers, they came down, and the economy was crashing. You have to think about economy through different eyes in a different way. What good things did you have in your previous life that you want to go back to? What was so good there? That now you're happy, that you're going back, and what's missing? Only to open bars and barber shops, beauty parlors, restaurants, and hotels as quickly as possible, and start flying abroad. What's the problem? Start opening things that are necessary for your basic needs, that are necessary for life. Food, agriculture, things like that, but that are necessary. What are you opening these things for? What is there about it? This is what symbolizes going back to good life for you. Therefore, I don't think that it's the matter of a virus, like we think, that we're passing this virus on to each other, but our behavior in general, that it is incorrect, and therefore it is as a sign that the number of people infected has grown. What's wrong about our behavior? What did we do? We went back to bars, restaurants, to the beaches. What? I'm not against these things, because it sounds like you are. No, not at all. Not at all. But not in a way that a person simply goes wild. He has to learn a new way of behavior. And this is something that we didn't have. A person has to learn how to touch another person, how not to hurt other people. And this is something that we didn't have. You go into some club, and you can't go in. Everyone squeezes you from all sides, and that's called good. A good life. Well, again, I'm not a, you know, especially righteous. Like, I'm no monk. You know, to sit, drink with friends, no problem. But we did not reach a state where previously I was thinking about how not to be infected by others, and now that I'm going to connect with others, I'm not thinking about how not to infect them. And this is the problem. This is the next level of our connection. What's the first and what's the second? The first level was that I could be infected by the coronavirus. I could be infected by others and therefore sit, do nothing better. The second level is that I go out toward meeting others, then I have to make sure maybe not to pass on to them if I have that coronavirus. Is it a more advanced level advancement? Of course. What's the difference? What do you mean? Caring for others? Caring for society? That I'm always thinking, how can I take care of them, arrange good relations with them, that I care for them as I do for my children, even though that I don't know them, I go out to some club, what, I know anyone there? So it follows that here we have to prepare ourselves. And we don't prepare ourselves for such contact with others. The coronavirus comes in order to arrange a good connection with others. A good new connection. What exactly is that? Caring for others. Caring for others. Caring for the health of others. Bodily health and spiritual health later on. So, we have released the limitations of the quarantine before we prepared ourselves for this conceptually, spiritually, in every aspect, you name it. Before we were ready for a new kind of connection. Yes. What we were focused on when there was the pandemic, how do I protect myself and my children at home so no harm will reach us? Now, as we're coming out of the quarantine, I have to come with an even more advanced thought. It's not more advanced. It's really a new, completely new degree that we didn't have before, where I care for others. How not to pass my virus on to others. You understand how essential this new degree is? This is exactly my question. What's new about it? Caring for others. What words with other words can you find? That this other that I don't care for, that I don't care about, I have to reach a state where I do care about others, where I feel myself in relation to that person, that I could be a source of danger for them, and therefore I'm concerned that they won't come close to me, that I am the source of evil, of bad things. The third degree is that I will feel that I am passing my evil onto them in the form of hate, of my ego. No, this I didn't understand. Again, I have to examine myself. How do I treat others? Not physically, but internally, emotionally. Do I treat them favorably or not? Because if I don't treat another favorably, I already pass my virus on to them. What virus? Hate. A virus of hate? Yes, of rejection. Rejection from whom? From myself? That I reject them, that I don't like them, that I hate them. But I'm not familiar with them. They're strangers. It doesn't matter toward everyone. I don't hate strangers. I simply... Yeah. This is something that we have to examine. Scrutinize. Going back to the second level. The first level, it was the fear, my natural fear of being infected. Therefore, I protect myself, my children, my family. That's it. The second level is that I have to shift the focus of what I care for myself to others, not to infect them. Keep a distance of 2 meters in any case, not because it's allowed or forbidden, but because you are performing these limitations on yourself. Because of what? Because, God forbid, you don't want to cause others harm. That's the second level. Yes, but you choose it. It's not that you're told that it's forbidden for you, but you determine. Why? Because it's forbidden for me to come closer to others, because I can't keep these things for their sake, to their benefit. That's it. You simply have to understand that, first of all, you have to keep your physical distance. Afterwards, you have to keep your mental distance, that I don't want to cause others harm. And that's why I'm keeping my distance. Afterwards, spiritually wise, that I'm truly concerned. I heard that we're all interconnected. And I, in my attitude toward others, might cause a disconnection in the good, nice connection that exists between us from above, and so on and so forth. The mental distance that I keep, how do you define it, and what do I have to keep, and why? I thought that we're supposed to come closer. You're saying that we have to keep our distance. Why do you want to come closer to another person? When you had egoistic engagements with others, then you were thinking about how to come closer in order to benefit off others. Now that all of these businesses and engagements, there's no more room for them, they're all canceled. You at least want to cancel them egoistically. Therefore, you don't want to come closer to him. So I have to keep a mental distance. This is the next stage already. What is this mental distance? I want to keep myself from thinking bad things, to constantly examine myself of how not to cause harm to others. So not passing anything bad to anyone else on the physical level, it's not to infect them, God forbid, with a virus that maybe even I myself am not aware that I have. This one level. The next deeper level is that I don't even want to think bad things about others. Of course. to think. Thought is the worst thing. What's so bad about thoughts? Thoughts are worse than a biological virus. Why? Because it knows no distance. It acts in whatever direction. So what am I supposed to keep on the level of thoughts? For you to always think good things about them, love them in short. This is protecting them in terms of not having any bad thoughts about them. Like thinking about your baby. That's impossible. Impossible. Don't leave home. Why? Because you'll do harm. You'll harm them. You'll give them a virus, and they'll do the same. So what kind of society will it be? We have now reached a state where this certain force that exists in nature is elevating us to the next level of our development, where we are starting to develop as human beings, not as animals. And you have to take into consideration the measure to which you feel good or bad in relation to others. What's different at this next stage of our development as human beings as to how it was before? Up until now, you didn't take your thoughts, intentions, anything toward others into consideration. You even knew that you hate them, reject them, and so do they, like neighbors, suppose. Nah, that's how it is. And now, what has to change? Now you understand that all those things that exist in the world, they are built on your thought, on your attitude toward your neighbor, toward others. How do I understand that? Previously, it depended on your actions, and now on your thoughts. What depends on my thoughts now? Everything. Health, success, everything. What kind of thoughts can give me success? Health? Good thoughts. Because you start feeling that all of us are becoming interconnected. Health depends on the health of a body depends on the measure of the connection between all of its parts, cells, working integrally together. So I understand that with my neighbor, with everyone, I have to be in a good, nice, and integral way. We have to feel that we're together as one man and one heart for that, in one body. That we're such responsibility, friendship, mutual care. Alas, where am I? Probably it's still too early for me to leave home. Early why? I haven't yet felt my dependence on others and everyone's dependence on me so that I could keep this. What kind of dependence do I have to feel in order to rise to this higher level? That we're all interdependent, that we're all in one ten. In one what? Ten. In one ten. And one structure. One soul. 2 minutes ago, you gave a beautiful description of the human body. You said that this system called the body functions in such a way, I don't remember exactly what you said, but because you said that it's one system and that everyone functions harmoniously, then it's a healthy system. But if one organ will not function harmoniously, our health will be flawed. Now, after you gave the example with our body, you're saying, you and your neighbor, you and strangers, we're not one body. So why? I don't understand. Why are you not one body if you're passing germs onto each other? Why are you not one body then? So where are the boundaries of this body? I don't think that it has any boundaries or limits, but suppose Earth, our planet. The fact that people pass viruses onto each other, this is a fact that they are connected in one body. And what does it say about health? That everyone's responsible for the health of others. So if going back to the allegory of my body, in order for it to be healthy, all of its systems have to be balanced, true, what has to happen in this body in order for it to be healthy, for it to feel that it's a part of one body, all people, that they're a part of one body, and that they have to be only in a mutual connection for the benefit of others. To the benefit of others, what is that? That I think about others, that they are a part of my body, and that I'm concerned for them, not to pass viruses on to them, how to help them be healthy. Previously, you talked to me about two levels in human development. Humanity, not man. We are now rising to the next level. So what was the stage up until now? What's up ahead and what has to change? The first stage is that I was concerned with myself. I only cared for myself so that I won't get different, whatever harmful things there are. The next stage is that I have to make sure that I won't pass anything harmful onto each others, or that nothing harmful will come to them. What habits and thought and behavior should change in the transition between these two stages? What habits have to change? You should say. It has to be clear, not to harm others, to help each other develop a sense of others that we're a part of an integral and global society. What laws are there in such a system from the side of technology, biology, psychology, and so on? We need to learn all of these things. How would you define this change? Is it emotional? Is it what? What has to change? It's an emotional thought, a change, and also what has to change on the level of our emotions? That I feel others like I feel myself. What is that? Can I cut off my foot? Of course not. The very same way I have to think about others. But obviously I'm not going to cut anyone else's foot off. But you can. Well, I have to be mad in order to do it. Okay, mad, but you can harm others in ways that you won't harm yourself, because in relation to yourself, you have a feeling that this is you. And towards someone else, you can't protect them that way. Naturally. And here we're told you're all interconnected, all of you, in one body. You are together in this soup. And in this soup, and this soup between you is full of viruses. And then you together are in such a way, connected in such a form, that everyone passes these things on to others, good things or bad things. Now decide, what do you want? In every given moment, check. This is the world that we live in. And this is what we're discovering now. This is something that we've been in before too. But previously, this big general system called nature, this system took upon itself this role and protected us. And now it's not keeping us anymore. Why not? Tell me, how do you raise your children at the age of 1, 2, 3, 20? How you move away, giving them more and more independence? True. True, that's how it is. So what, we're given independence? Yes. In this independence, what are we supposed to develop? An emotional and intellectual connection between us that doesn't come from nature, but that we have to develop ourselves. What has to develop in us in terms of our intellectual understanding emotionally, that we're all a part of one system? What new thoughts do I have to have? That I'm dependent on everyone. And then what does it mean that I depend on everyone? Does it have any implications? Of course. Then I have to provide everyone with whatever they need from me. We are in a period of time where there's like the second wave coming. There are countries that didn't come out of the first wave of the corona, but there are countries that, God forbid, are facing a second wave. What's the most important thing that we have to prepare in order to be ready? only to know that we're interdependent and that we have to help each other. To help each other is a saying that I remember from the Bible. Help exactly how? To be willing to help each other in what? We have to help each other to be saved from our ego, to be protected, to be in one integral system. Previously, you said that we're passing bad thoughts on to each other. Can we also pass good thoughts on to each other? And if so, what thoughts and how will they keep our health? Only care and concern for others as much as you can. Can I pass on to others such a care and concern that will also... Can I pass positive thoughts on to other people? Of course. How do I pass positive thoughts on to others so they'll have thoughts too, good thoughts too? Simply think about it, and this will cause them to evolve too. Yes, as it says, everything is scrutinized in thought. So the main thing that we have to prepare toward the second wave is this kind of new general mood that will pass between all of us like a wave. Yeah? We have half a minute left. What has to spread between us? A field in which we bless each other, care for each other. This is what has to be. And then things are going to be good. Amen. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. Thank you for being with us. Until next time, we wish you all the best.